I'm a world changer.
This is Changing Your World with Creflo Dollar. Now, from the World Dome in College Park, Georgia, here's Pastor Dollar with today's message.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51. I want to encourage you tonight to not just see Thanksgiving as another holiday, but a power day for you. And that is something that we not only celebrate tonight, tomorrow, but every day of our lives. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1 through 2. He says, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness." So that would be us. We follow after righteousness. "Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Look unto Abraham," he says, "your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him." Now, there is absolute authority that is involved in using thanksgiving and giving glory to God. You'll see the New Testament talking about giving glory to God. And when you begin to give glory to God, that becomes one of those steps that will bring you into unlimited prosperity. Again, when I say prosperity, I'm not just talking about money, but I'm talking about success in the word of grace, when you begin to understand how vital that is. And then in Romans chapter 4, since he says, "All right, I want you to follow after your father Abraham. I want you to pay attention to what he did." In Romans chapter 4 and verse 18, let's see why he gave us this instruction to follow after Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 18, he says concerning Abraham, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, "So shall thy seed be." And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. And look what he says in verse 20, giving glory to God. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, it was his giving glory, or another translation, giving thanksgiving, giving glory. It was his giving glory that opened him up for this miracle of being able to see a child at his age being born. It was him giving God thanksgiving by giving him glory, and he was fully persuaded. But what God had promised, he was able also to perform it. So nothing had happened, but he kept giving glory to God. Nothing had happened, but he kept giving glory to God. In our lives, we may have not yet seen anything happen, but keep giving glory to God. Amen? He considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb, or for us, we don't consider the deadness of our situations, but we keep giving glory to God. Abraham did not stagger after the promise of God. The Bible says he was strong in faith, but he kept giving glory to God. He was thankful to God even before he saw what he was believing God for. We got to be thankful to God before we see what we believe God for. He was able to do this by refusing to consider anything that was contrary other than what God said and God's faithfulness. So, ladies and gentlemen, to be thankful is to be fruitful. To be thankful is to be fruitful. And to be thankless is to be fruitless. So there's power involved in thanksgiving. You see, until you become thankful, you don't become fruitful. And I believe tonight, maybe we should initiate being thankful so we can be fruitful. Amen? Psalm 67, verses 5 through 7 says this, and it's all, you know, giving God praise, giving God thanksgiving, you know, giving God glory. All of these things take place before we see anything, but it helps us to bear great fruit. Chapter 67, Psalm 67, verses 5 through 7, Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. Notice he said, praise him, then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall what? Shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. As I've been saying over and over again, there's something significant about taking the time to bless the Lord. There's something awesome about coming to church ready to praise God. There's something amazing about opening up your mouth and giving God thanksgiving. You don't praise after increase has come, but you praise before increase has come. I believe it's praise that will provoke the increase. Abraham gave glory to God, and what happened? Then God responded. You see, you know, we're used to the murmuring and the grumblings and the grudgings, all the reasons that, you know, your life may not be shining the way you want it to shine, but you will never be fruitful until you're thankful. I said you'll never be fruitful until you're thankful. You don't give thanks after the fruit because you don't see fruit without thanks. When your thanksgiving comes and you begin to be thankful, then you begin to see fruit. So thanksgiving comes before the fruits and continues after it. So until we give thanks, I don't believe you'll see anything multiply. 10 leopards were all healed. One came back to say thank you. What happened? Wholeness took place after that. There is something so very significant about giving thanksgiving. You know, we've been trying to practice it. After each time we hear the word of God, we go to God with some thanksgiving because there's something that's powerful when we give God thanks. Jesus gave thanks over 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and it was not enough to feed the multitude that showed up. But he said, give the snack to me, and he blessed it, and he gave thanks, and then it multiplied. If you want to see multiplication happen in your life, learn how to take what you have, pause, and give God thanks for what you have. Learn how to just pause and say, Father, I thank you. You know, I was blown away when we had a guest in New York who said, take your hands and clap them together. And then she said, take your arms and hug yourself. And then she said, I don't have any hands to clap. She said, I don't have arms. She says, I've never felt my hair. I've never felt my face, and I've never been able to wrap my arms around my husband. When she began to express that, all of a sudden, it just came in me. I said, I have nothing, nothing to complain about. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't realize how thankful you ought to be until you can look across the aisle somewhere and see somebody that's nowhere near where you are. And I think we got to learn how to begin to walk in that thanksgiving. You know, Jesus wants to multiply. And so I believe it's been a very interesting year, but I believe we're headed towards the greatest revival that the church has ever seen. And I think one of the keys to getting there is to start thanking God right where you are. All right, you might not be where you want to be, but thank God you're not where you used to be. And you can at least thank God that you're not where you used to be. Amen. It's just something about just pausing and then giving God thanksgiving. Walking around your house, it might not be the dream house yet, but walk around the house you got and thank God that I got a roof over my head tonight. Amen. All right, tomorrow you might not have turkey. All you might have is some drumsticks. You put some seasoned salt on those drumsticks. You put a little lettuce on the side and you thank God for that drumstick. You understand? I believe that multiplication is held back when we hold back thanksgiving. Amen. That's so very, very important. So Jesus gave thanks, and we've got to make sure we do the same thing. Now, I was thinking about something. I was right up on a mirror, and I was opening my mouth. And as I began to open my mouth, I saw moisture come on my mouth. You know how this mist comes on the mirror when you speak to it. And I thought about the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, if you'll turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 says this, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. I've planted, Paul watered, but God gave the increase. You see, I look at when you give, that's planting. You're working, that's planting. You know, you're thinking, you're trusting. That's a part of planting. But I consider thanksgiving as a part of watering. You know, until we have planted and water, God is not committed to bring the increase our way. And I think what happens is Thanksgiving is the watering time. Just as you speak in front of a mirror and moisture comes out of your mouth, I believe that's significant to when you open your mouth up and give God thanksgiving before something happens and something comes forth, you're just watering, but God will definitely give the increase. Let's take our time and do our part to water the seed and to believe that God will give the increase. I want to declare something over you right now. There will be no more wasted and no more waste in your life. Huh? None of your seed will be wasted anymore. Grace to live a life of thanksgiving is on you right now. And you'll remain thankful no matter what. So in the name of Jesus, your thanksgiving is about to bring a tremendous harvest. You receive that tonight? Your thanksgiving is about to bring a tremendous harvest. Look at the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 6. Mark, chapter 8, and verse 6. Verse 6 says, and he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples to set them before them, and they did set them before them, and the miracle of the multiplication took place. I want to just see here that he gave thanks first. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. You know, you can thank God for victory ahead of time, because God will always cause you to triumph. Say out loud, God causes me to always win. Sometimes you don't deserve it, but he'll still cause you to win. So every win in your life, God should get the glory for it. But don't wait until you win to give God the glory. Go ahead and give him the glory before you see the win, because you already know you got the win. Amen. It's like learning how to thank God ahead of time demonstrates the faith that you have in what he has already done in your life. Amen.